Well, good morning. Happy Father's Day to all our fathers. I want to encourage you, if you're a father, a grandfather, or a spiritual leader of a man, just walking with him, being a father figure to him, we've got a little thank you just for you being a blessing to others. We got all these little presents downstairs, a whole bunch of different kinds. This is some kind of weird utility. I guess I tighten my glasses. I have no idea what I do with this, but it's a gift. But it's for you, and we have all kinds of other little gifts down there, keychains and neat little things for you, so I'll encourage you to do that. Also, welcome if you're a guest with us. I encourage you on the back of our bulletins. We have a little fill-out thing here. This is how we make a living as a church. We sell your information, so please fill this out. No, I'm kidding. But this is a way how we can connect with you, how we can pray for you, how we can know who you are and stalk you. I'm just kidding. But it's but also, I encourage you to leave those in the offering plates that we have, kind of the little tables at the different doors. But also, that's a way for us just to minister to you. And if you are a member here, I encourage you to leave your offerings at those plates at the end of the service. And one last thing, if you are a visitor, if you didn't get a chance to grab one of these fine little cups we have here, we do take the Lord's Supper here on Sundays, and so if you didn't get one, towards the end of the sermon, they will be in the back, and maybe some of our deacons can help you with that. But as you can tell through the video, we are in the book of Acts. We've been going through the book of Acts now for quite a while, and we're in Acts chapter 8. We're actually going to finish it up here today. And so, in Acts chapter 8 is all about just one person, not an apostle, not a major figure we see in the Gospels, but a man who came to faith like you and I, a man named Philip. A man who God called on him to just help and serve in the church, and in that he stepped up into a position called a deacon. And in that, the job of the deacon is to be caring for the needs of the church and the people and assisting the pastors. But what takes place in the book of Acts in chapter 7 is a great persecution. Christians are being rounded up, ripped out of their homes by a man named Saul. He's a Pharisee, and he has authority and power to be arresting all these Christians because they're teaching that Jesus is God. They're teaching that Jesus is the Messiah, that he's risen from the grave, that he's conquered sin and death, that he's the Messiah of the Old Testament that they've been waiting for, and they don't believe that. And so Christians are running for their lives, and they're scared. We see in Acts chapter 8, verse 4, that they are scattering, leaving the city of Jerusalem. If we want to put that up for me, Chad, I appreciate it. I know the computer loves my slides. But chapter 8, verse 4 says, "Now those who were scattered went about." But the thing is, it's interesting. They left Jerusalem. They're trying to get away from the persecution. And the persecution is chasing them. But they don't start hiding their faith. They're proclaiming their faith, and everywhere they go, they're preaching the word. Now, we saw that a couple weeks ago. And so, over the last few weeks, we've been looking at this one guy named Philip and how he has been one of those who have been preaching the word. He goes into an area called Samaria, which is north of Jerusalem. It's an area that is mixed with people who are a mixed race. They're Jews, but they're also, in their history, intermarried with Arabians and people who had conquered them, and they're not valued and liked, and they don't like the Jews, and they don't like each other. But Philip goes there. Now, you can imagine all of these Christians. You and I might be in the same boat. When we look at hardship, we look at struggles, we look at pain, we look at our bodies not doing what we want them to do, we look at what's going on in our nation, and we go, "Lord, what is your will for us? What are you doing right now? Why is this happening? How do I know what you're doing, and how am I supposed to respond when my body doesn't want me to do what it wants to do, when the world around me is anti my faith? When life is just hard, Lord, what is your will?" And so when we look at the text we're getting ready to look at here in a little bit, I'm going to do things a little different this morning. Normally I read the entire section and then pull it apart verse by verse. But I'm going to set some background first, and then I'm going to start jumping into our text. But Philip, he's been preaching in Samaria. And the only reason he came into Samaria is because he's following God's will. How do we know God's will? How do we identify God's will? Because God's going to take him from a general calling that all the believers were doing, we saw there, of just preaching the gospel everywhere they went, to a very specific calling. And I've been in ministry for over 26 years, and I have had this same conversation. I swear it happens almost every week. How do I know what God's will is for my life? How do I know what God wants for me? It doesn't seem like I can see where he's calling me. Help me to see it and understand it. So that is where I'm taking us this morning, to see God's will. And we're going to see in the section how then the one man is obeying God's general will for him, and that moves him into very specific calling. So this passage is for all of us today, whether you're 80 or 8. This is for all of us to remind us and to see and to open our hearts and our minds to know we are walking in the Lord's will. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, today is the day we celebrate this thing you created called Father's Day. But Lord, we are gathered together not to worship earthly fathers. We are gathered together to know our Heavenly Father, to know your will for all of humanity, to know your will that makes much of you. Help us to be your children, to be your people, to following your lead. Speak to us this morning. Guide us. May we be a people who will glorify you. Encourage us, Lord, in where we are following you, and correct us where we're not, because you are good. We want to know our good God. We ask and we pray this in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen. So today I want to start with a foundation. A foundation that God gives to all of humanity. You want to know God's will for you, and God's expressed will is found in God's commands. God gives commands. That's how you know his will. He expresses it. They're not suggestions. They're not good ideas. He says, I am the creator of the universe. I created your life, and I have a way that I have designed for you to function best. And I command you to do some specific things so that you work best in my design. It's like when they design a car, they create a manual. What's the manual for? So you know how the car best functions. How it's designed, how it works, what's going on. God gives his instructions, his commands, so that they are here for us, so we can know his will for us. And so we start with trying to ask this question. What is God's will for me in my retirement years? What is God's will for me as I'm raising children? What is God's will for me when I'm a teenager or a college student? What is God's will? Well, God's will, like I said, is expressed in commands. And in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, which I want to bring up here on the screen, Jesus is asked, of all of God's commands, which is the top command that we should be looking at first? And Jesus replies to him in Matthew 22, verse 37 through 40. He says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. This is a foundation for all of humanity. Everyone is to be, every human being, this is for them. And then Jesus says, the law, the second, is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and all of God's commands and all the prophets are built on these two commands.